Control is a bit of a tough topic when it comes to hypnotic trance. The idea that you're going to train yourself to explore different states of mind, to try adding in new behaviors, triggers, or just switch things around. And the motivation forces you're using to do that are the standard ones in the body. You're getting yourself into an altered state by training with reinforcement, positive and otherwise, with pleasure, especially if the trigger or training is sexual. But there's a bit of logic underlying that that can be kind of reassuring. And so I'm going to present it. And I'd like you to listen. But to listen not just aloud outside of your head, but with the same perceptive filter and interior understanding you use when you're going into trance. So relax. You should already be positioned comfortably. And as I speak, follow my voice down into the relaxing places where you can breathe out, decompress. We might as well multitask and use this both as reassurance and as an opportunity for you to chill for a bit. Breathe deeply. Relax. I'm going to go over some of the science and also some of the simple hypnotic mechanisms that ensure that even if you spend time exploring limpness or chastity or edging or any of those related sets of experiments, you're still going to have the ability to be virile, hard, capable. Firstly, no matter the amount of mental conditioning you undergo, your body's still a body. When you sleep, hormonal releases in your body's own monitoring system cause your cock to get hard subconsciously. These nighttime erections help keep it healthy. They also mean you are going to be getting hard. There's a very big difference between mentally training yourself to condition a limpness response sometimes and changing the chemical, hormonal, or otherwise extant makeup of your body. If you're getting normal erections before mental conditioning and training, if nothing physical changes, then the ability is still there. That makes the conditioning to retain a limp state all the more interesting. But those nocturnal erections are going to exist no matter what. They keep you healthy. So if at the end you really want to go back to hardness and abandon any limpness training, edging training, chastity training, all those different interrelated things, interrelated thoughts, then all you would need to do is listen to the reassurance MP3 that you have with this one. Let yourself know that with permission to end this experiment, you would just return to the state from before. And what was happening nocturnally, subconsciously, all along, would happen in the daylight once more, when you're with a partner, when you need to get hard, when you're turned on. These things healthily, normally remain. Mere mental conditioning is not going to do anything to that. And think about it. You have a hypnosis fetish. You have a mind control fetish. You have a general fetishy, kinky life and thought process. There are enough things that get you hot, turned on, into the right state of mind, that there's going to be some things that work with what you're throwing down when you want to get an erection, when you want to get hard. That's quite apart from the training itself. That's just a fact. The ability to get rigid and do what you want to do with your cock is going to be there. But so is the ability to experiment. Breathe in and out and think about the fact that, realistically, it is a difficult but worthwhile thing to learn to set aside an anxiety and just dive into a behavior, to find confidence and exploration. And exposure to situations will help with that. Exposing yourself to situations where you need to get hard and you've recently been limp or chased or edged. So use the other training work. Get to where you're limp, chased, edged in that state, and then decide to take a break. This kind of exposure to the subject of your anxieties, where you put yourself in a situation to get horny and you notice that you do get hard, you get rock hard, dripping and ready, that'll reassure you. You have to reassure yourself, but my voice in your mind helping you along, It's here. It's reassuring, it's reinforcing. Exposing yourself to the situation about which you have viable, reasonable concerns will help you to mellow out, to set it aside. And that's where we should start. Your concerns are reasonable, they're sensible. You want to find a state where you can explore and know that you can safely return to the state you had before. That state existed. The limpness training depends on remembering the hard-cocked state from before, so the ability to return to it is always saved in the buffer of your mind. All the training you might undergo toward a limp state, all the training you might undergo that would cause your cock to not be getting hard and coming and fucking normally, it all saves to the buffer the idea of what you were before. None of this training brings you any further away from your awareness and memory of your hard cock. In fact, it all relies on you remembering that. So the imprint, the pattern of a you who gets hard and horny, desirous, gets off, fucks hard and enjoys your cock in its hardest, most throbbing, dripping state, that imprint of you is saved, stored, it's necessary. This training does nothing to affect that imprint. It relies on it continuing to exist. So rest assured, saved in your head is the very thing which, if you hypnotically trained yourself, mind-conditioned yourself into a state that was too far away from hard-cocked you, then the limpness training would have to take you back toward that anyway, store it somewhere you could get at it. Apart from which, it means a sufficiently interested hypnotic party, if you became very literal-minded and invested in your chaste, hard-cocked existence, a party would be able to work with you to bring that memory to the forefront of being hard, being hot, dripping, virile, and ready. The memory has to stay there for the chaste, limp, edging training to do anything, so it's always going to be there. And there is no amount of training that would take you too far from it to remember being hard and hot as your body does what it naturally does, regulating and retaining the health and hardness of your cock, working you toward the goal and objective of exploring one state of being while always storing, always retaining the other. Your concerns make sense, they are acknowledged, and by working through them with a combination of placing yourself in states where you take a break from your limpness, take a break from that edged, hot, limpgasmic state you may achieve with considerable chastity training, considerable limpness training, edging training, control. Control over your cock. That is at the base and core of both states, the hard-cocked, virile you and the limp yet still stupendously enjoyable version of you. In the hypnotic state, sliding deep, you may begin to see the similarities in how each interdependently works with the other. Hardness relies on understanding what limp, what soft, what other states may be, and truly enjoying those hypnotically entrained altered cock control states relies on remembering firmly and with conviction what it was like to be hard and hot and fucking and coming and squeezing in the ways you existed before. These things are, apart from being opposites, interdependent and complementary. So while your concerns make sense, you can work through them by exploring how similar, how linked together the two states really are, how each draws on an analogy to the other, how your body really is accessible to you, trainable to you. All you're doing is training your cock to have different skills. The new skill of experiencing limp or edged or chaste, altered state experimentation, altered state response, that is itself a new skill. But the old skill is still there. And in fact, your body chemically entrains itself when you sleep each night to still have that old skill, to keep your cock properly hard and trained. Your body handles one, so use your brain to develop the other. Training toward that limp-edged chastity, toward that self-alteration, toward whatever is your personal permutation of training and exploration with your cock and its control under you. That training is complementary with you being hard-cocked, virile, walking around, easily able to get it up, feeling the throbbing pleasure of a little hypnotic reinforcement here, too. Because if each and everything you entrain into yourself is a byproduct of you and I discussing the experiment you might try, giving you mental exercises that might reinforce it, then you and I having this discussion now, where I present the idea and you consider it and perhaps take it on board, this is another component of that. I have added the sub-program in which you are hard, in which you are virile, in which you are throbbing, in which you are dripping with it, absolutely desiring more and ever-increasing release, in which eventually you find that there is pleasure in both types of being. That mutual link of pleasure shared between them keeps both images firm in your mind. And that's all it is. It's like putting a backup away. You really, honestly, truly can restore yourself to your backed-up, pre-chastity, edging, limpness, exploration state. You are exploring interrelated hypnotic vistas that many people train themselves to explore. But you're taking the responsible, necessary step of coordinating with me here, listening, and setting aside a backup of hard-cocked you, the reminder of how it all works. The reminder that your system will keep itself functioning regardless is also added to the sum totality of what you know. And since when you're integrating hypnotic education, exploration, and so on into your head, it's very similar to meditation. When you notice and add new thoughts to the mixture, they change the fundamental quality of it all. They alter the ongoing state and status of your mind, your body, of what you experience when you slide under and train yourself. Just like bondage and discipline training causes the mind to respond to different stimuli differently, you're adding an extra experimental flourish and trigger to your head, an extra thing you might do, and you understand when it happens. But the default state is still there, still stored, a backup disk you can load and return to. Meditating upon your ability to alter that is useful and hypnotic in its own right. You rationally understand that you have the hard-cocked, virile state as your default. It is something you may explore, something you may do, but it is also connected to a limp, exploratory state. So if you get really good at the latter, you'll still be cross-training your be hard-cocked, walk around in control of your cock, aware of your sexuality mind as well. You can explore each type, storing the one you're not using, and progressing that skill later. Just because you're practicing one skill that uses the same parts of your mind and body, you still retain memory and ability in the other set of skills. You still have the ability to switch back and forth, and back and forth. Might take some training, some reasoning, some logic, some habituation, a little bit of time, especially if you get very good at one or the other. But you are developing both sets of skills, storing the unused one, and placing your mind into the right framework. You can learn to be comfortable with the reassurance that you will return to your hard-cocked ways of before. And you can test and expose yourself to situations where you go limp, go hard, go limp, go hard, over periods of time, learning that the toggle does exist. But to get started on that, you have to explore the experimental state, understanding that I am there to reassure you, to offer the knowledge that you can return to the state from before. And so you have a tether, a very strong bridge back to how you were, because it's interrelated with how you are becoming, how you're training yourself to feel. These interrelated sets of skills, states of mind, are stored like disks. They're saved away in your head. You can load them later, or you can let them sit. But being very good at limp-edge chastity, or being very good at hard-cocked play, benefits from training in the other area. You're really cross-training. Improving, doing something which incidentally happens to benefit you in another arena, even as you do. Your hypnotic, experimental, exploratory training. Meditate upon the benefits when dispelling anxiety or points of low confidence, the benefits of exposure training. And by returning to your hard-cocked state for a little bit, then going back into limpness training, you can expose yourself to the idea that it is saved, it is accessible. Both are part of you and they are interdependent. It actually makes rational sense. And if you need an explicit, instructive, literal hypnotic trigger to go back to your hard-cocked state, you now have that too. Its mere existence helps you, reassures you, which really is the whole point. You get through the initial training and then you feel confident enough to extend your exploration, move across the bridge, and see what's on the other side.